All right, I know there's more kids out there than this. Come on down. Come over here. Come on. Where are all the kids? Where are the big kids? All right, well, we're two or three. We've got three, so. All right. I'm going to tell you three different sort of little stories, and I want you to tell me the similarity between these stories, okay? So you ready? Yeah. Got to pay attention. The first one is this summer I was in Placerville visiting my sister, and after church we went out to a river, and this wasn't any river. This was a very special river. This river is where they found gold. And in fact, it's the very site they found gold, and it was part of the gold rush. And we found something on this river that was even better than gold. Do you want to hear what we found? More precious than gold. We found these two geese, and they weren't ordinary geese. They were together geese. These geese stayed together. I think they were mated, which means the boy and girl stayed together, and they were going up the river, down the river, they were coming toward us, and they were just together all the time. But something was weird about these geese. They were two totally different type of goose. One was a big white goose, kind of like a domestic goose, and one was a little Canadian goose, and I think it might have been a migratory Canadian goose because it was smaller than the ones that kind of the geese that kind of hang around. So I think it might have been a migratory goose from Canada. And not only that, but it had a broken wing. Its wing was broken. And it was dragging in the water as the two. This one, this isn't a picture of them, but this is what they look like. But it was the smaller Canadian goose that had the broken wing. And when they came around toward evening, they came up on the shore right next to us. And the big goose, which I think was the male, was standing watch while she was eating. And there were some kids and a dog that came running, and they didn't see the geese, but the geese saw them. And he started saying, "Get in the water, get in the water." And she started running, and she, you know, her wing was dragging, and she was kind of clumsy on the land, but she got in the water in time before the dog came. And he flew in and met with her, and then they went off into the middle of the river where there was a sandbank, and they spent the night there. And that's a very safe place for them to be, especially one that's injured. So that's the first one. Second one are these two. Now, this is Dallas is the white dog, and Lily is the brown dog, and these dogs are at a rescue up in Fresno, and they were put together in the same kennel. They're both kind of a cattle dog, and when they got together, they stuck together. In fact, Dallas was stuck to Lily like glue. He was stuck to her back end, and he was just going around and following her everywhere. Well, come to find out, Dallas, the white one, is blind. And Lily, all on her own, she's a very smart dog, she learned how to be a guide dog to Dallas. So now they can go and play and everything, but she watches over Dallas because sometimes he can run into things. And so she always is watching him, what he's doing, and he's paying attention. He knows exactly where she is and what to do. And so these dogs have become inseparable. And, you know, this just happened recently, so hopefully they're being adopted out. If anybody's interested, they're going to keep them together, adopt them out together. Now, the next one are these. Now, the eagle that's on the left is a female, and she got injured. She pulled a tendon when she ran into a power line. And so she got taken to a rescue up in New York, and she can't fly, so she can't be released. And a couple months later, they found the male, and he had gotten into an encounter with another animal, and he got half his wing amputated off. So he can't fly, and he can't be released. But the problem is that this rehab center that they took him to, they're into rehabilitating wildlife and letting them go. They don't want to keep them there. So they didn't have enough room to keep two eagles that can't fly. And you can't put eagles in the same cage together because they will fight, and they will even fight to the death. And they thought, what are we going to do? We don't have enough space. So they thought, well, maybe because the female's pretty mellow and she's injured and he's injured, and maybe we can introduce him gradually with a lot of supervision. So they put the male in the cage of the female and they stood there and watched, and as soon as he got in there, he was frantic. He didn't even see the female. He was like, let me out, let me out, let me out. And he was so, and he was calling and calling, let me out. And the female heard that and she's like, wait a minute, I know what that is. And she's like, I'm here, here I am. And she was like trying to get his attention, and he was too scared. But then all of a sudden, he stopped, he listened. He's like, she's calling me. And he tried to get up to where she was. She was on this bar here, but he couldn't get up there because he couldn't fly. So she came down and taught him how to get, he had to get up these steps and jump on, and eagles are not used to jumping, okay, up things, you know, they're used to just flying. So she had to teach him, and the first time he got up to this bar, he kind of fell off, and he went down, and she got down again, and she taught him step by step how to get up to where she was, and as soon as he got up there, they got close together, and they were touching wings, and they were both quiet, and they were like, you know, when's dinner? They were fine, and that was just a few minutes after they put him in the cage, and the lady at the rehab, she was just, she couldn't believe it, so she called the expert, and he said, oh, they're bonded. They're a bonded... they can't fix the wing. They did call animal control. They're trying to fix them, but they can't fix them enough to release them. But you know what? He said that they're a bonded pair. He said that they were already bonded because they would never have done that that quickly, and they wouldn't have had that behavior. That's just totally foreign to eagles that are not bonded together. So what's the similarity between all these stories? These three stories with the geese and the eagles and the dogs, what's the similarity? They're all bonded to each other, right? These animal pairs are bonded to each other, and of course in this case, at least one of them is injured, but you know what? God is behind these bonds, and he wants these animals to help each other, and you know, geese will mate for life. They'll even leave the flock and their migratory pattern to be with an injured mate if their mate gets injured. And you know, God has special bonds between humans. Do you know, do you have a bond? No? What about the bond between you and your mom? How about that bond? Or between your dad and your mom? Or between your dad and you? There's special bonds that occur with humans, and God is behind those bonds. In fact, it says in the gospel that what is bound on earth will be bound in heaven. These bonds that God forms, they're for eternity, and they're very strong, okay? And, you know, another thing it says is when God binds something together, let not man tear it apart, because these bonds are special. But the most special bond is the one that God wants us to have with him. And he says in Corinthians, he who is united with the Lord is one in the Spirit, and that's what he wants. And there's even another bond that's going to happen at the end of time. In Zechariah, it talks about when God comes, he's going to bind many nations to himself, and he's going to be in the midst of them forever. And that's going to be a really special bond as well, okay? So when you think about these animals and their bonds, just think about the bonds that God, he's behind all these bonds, and the bonds that he wants us to have with him, okay? All right, can we bow our heads? We can say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for these special bonds that you have created, because you love your creatures and you love us and you want us to be happy. And we look forward to the bond that we will have with you someday in heaven. Thank you very much for your love for us. Amen. Mm-hmm.